The Lord be with you. This is Father Mark Kendall again in Grand Turk, bringing to you morning devotions for the Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands for Saturday the 7th of October. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for the rest of the past night and for the gift of a new day, with its opportunities of pleasing you. Grant that we may so pass its hours in the perfect freedom of your service, so that at evening we may again give you thanks. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Today we continue our focus on the Gospel of Luke chapter 10. Listen to verses 17 to 22. The return of the 72. The 72 returned with joy, saying, Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us. Jesus said to them, I watch Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. Indeed, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. This is part two of yesterday's reflection. Yesterday I spoke about the recent and current observances that direct our attention on children, youth, and teachers. I also reiterated that teachers and all Christians, like the 12 disciples and like the 72 disciples in St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, must be committed to teaching and discipling. Consider the Gospel passage for today. Can you feel the elation and satisfaction of the 72? Luke states, the 72 returned with joy, saying, Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us. This week we welcomed Cameron Saunders to the priestly order. We can only imagine the elation and satisfaction for all those who discipled him, especially his parents, Father Colin and Ravon. Well, now that Cameron is an adult and earning a monthly stipend, I have to ask him, how much has he paid or is paying his parents for what they did for him? And for good measure, the next time I see his father, Father Colin, I will inquire how much Cameron has repaid him for all the money he and Ravon spent in raising and discipling Cameron. Well, I'm just being facetious and thought-provoking because I know the answers already. There are certain things in life that we cannot quantify, which are not put in a special formula to produce a monetary value. We cannot put a price on discipling, nor on the instilling of virtues and values and character. Shirley Caesar wrote, There's no charge, my son. When you add it all, the real cost of my love is no charge. The premise upon which Jesus sent out the 72 was that their mission was a sacrificial one. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. I don't think that there are many places in the world where teachers would say that their pay is commensurate with their responsibility of educating and mentoring children and youth. But yet they experience feelings of elation and satisfaction when they consider their contribution to the lives of children and youth who become decent, progressive, and productive adults. A few years ago, I went to Exuma, and the principal of St. Andrew's School declared to me, You remember me, Leon Mars? You were my teacher in Guyana. At first, I was taken aback because Principal Mars and I are not separated in age by too many years. But I remember that when I started teaching, I was just 19 years old, and some of my students were 17. And because I was teaching at a school in the same area where I grew up, many of the older students at the school were my grow match, so to speak, and playmates. Since then, at every opportunity, Principal Mars tells others that I was his teacher. Principal Mars' revelation to me was a moment such as the return of the 72 disciples to Jesus. They returned with joy. Unspeakable joy. A joy that disciples, parents, and teachers can feel and savor. Today in Grand Turk, we as a community will express solidarity with the family of the late Helena Durham, a renowned Grand Turk educator, as we lay her to rest. Some have remarked that Mrs. Durham was a disciplinarian who didn't spare the rod. But today, many will express thanks for her contribution to their education and upbringing when they were children. We thank God for her. We thank God for others like Helena Robinson, the late principal of the Government High School in Grand Turk, after whom the current high school is named. We thank God for Eliza Simons, after whom a primary school in Grand Turk has been named. For Mary Robinson, in whose honor the primary school in Salkey has been named. Canon Clifford Stanley Jones, the late principal of the Grand Turk Primary School. All of these were stalwart educators, stalwart Christians, and stalwart Anglicans. In the conclusion of the passage from Luke chapter 10 and verse 20, Jesus said, and I'm paraphrasing, "Do not rejoice in what you have done, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." That's the ultimate joy and satisfaction. Parents, teachers, youth workers, Christian mentors, press on in your mission like the 72. You may not have an edifice named in your honor, but what greater honor than having your name written in heaven? Lord Jesus Christ, we pray for the spirit of discipleship among us. We want to be your followers who know you, love you, serve you, praise and glorify you. Lord Jesus, help us to teach our children the good fruits of being your disciples, so that your harvest field may have enough laborers. Amen. Let us go forth today dedicated to your service, O Lord. Let us hold fast to that which is good. Render to no person evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the needy and the afflicted, and honor all people. Let us love and serve you and our neighbors, rejoicing in the power of your Spirit, and may your blessing be upon us and ours, today and always. Amen. Thanks for listening. Please share this reflection with others, and do whatever you can for the upliftment of our children and youth. Have a blessed weekend.